Weather News on Wednesday, January 26th, 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Chloe. The weather forecast: mostly sunny with scattered clouds. Temperature ranges between 23 degrees at night and 29 degrees during the day. Northeasterly winds at 21 kilometers per hour. Humidity between 75 and 80%. Here's an excerpt from the Africa House meeting on Thursday, the 21st of January, in the Unity Pavilion.
Some people need to be able, there are people who actually dream to do these things. Now we have a very strong movement from the Asian side with the Korean, a very strong group, Korean group, and the Japanese, and they also want maybe to collaborate with something, to start up their area. And there is the Africa House, which also is sitting now, and we need to find an agreement on this. So it has been kind of done, it's not that everybody is, but at least it has been passed through a community process, as far as we understand it, and are moving along with this now. No? What came up was that actually it's difficult to talk about, because actually one doesn't really know where it sits in history, it's a bit confused. No? In the original plan of Rocher, as far as I have been able to understand and make out, there has been placings of the continental areas that have been placed, but there has never been the discussion about how big or something like this. No? Actually, in the plan we had in between, there was a question about how big these areas would be, and there was calculations done by the then architect and planner, which was based on population by continent and production by continent. That was what he chose to use. And he came up with a certain size where actually Africa and America has 4 hectares each, and Europe and Asia, Europe includes then also the whole Russian section, former USSR, has 7.5 hectares each. Most probably, looks like following this way of looking, we have moved both of these concepts onwards now. So in this new concept we are working with, or this process, the plan from Rocher that we are working with now, in that one, if we look at the sizing, it had been done, and then it had also taken in consideration areas which are more park-like, etc. No? Then it had come up that Africa had eight acres.
On Friday, the 29th of January, there will be a presentation on providing communication services. It is held by the team ICIT, the Task Force Communication of Lavenir d'Oroville. ICIT is a phased approach to provide communication services like internet, email, broadcast, etc., and IT infrastructure to host applications like the intranet. The core infrastructure and applications to cater the needs of Oroville will be implemented in phase 1 to 2012. After that, ICIT would be extended to the bioregion to help create a symbiotic, sustainable, knowledge-based ecosystem. The presentation takes place at the Town Hall Conference Room at 10 a.m. Litter-free Oroville on Friday, the 29th of January. In the morning at 9 a.m., a large-scale litter pickup along the main roads and throughout Oroville communities is planned. Litter-free Oroville volunteers are waiting at Orolac, CSR and Repos Beach to lead people on a one-hour litter pickup in that area. The Certitude Sports Ground offers an exhibition, games and quizzes connected to litter, mainly for school children. And the AV Waste Puppet Theater presents a musical performance. In the evening, the visitor center serves a vegetarian vegan buffet, and after that the big trash and show takes place. It is a fashion parade featuring garments and accessories made entirely from trash and recycled junk. Later there will be music made out of litter and by eco-friendly musicians. The mother: to smile at an enemy is to disarm him. The news is a reflection on the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact orovilleradio.org.